None but the hungry heart. 3:15. Earthly or heavenly? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 3. The New Testament believer's spiritual growth is not based upon Old Testament doctrine. We are not to neglect the Old, but its introduction of the law was designed to lead to the grace of the New. For a believer who is not yet established in the risen Lord Jesus, it is a temptation to go to the promises of the Old Testament for comfort. This may result in some help at times, but also may bring frustration. It is simply not our ground. So now we serve not under obedience to the old code of written regulations, but under obedience to the promptings of the Spirit in the newness of life. Romans 7 verse 6. The law made nothing perfect. It was given to discover sin and imperfection, not to impart holiness or perfection. The Lord Jesus has poured out his blessed Spirit that we believers, while on earth, might walk in that spirit of life and liberty that prevails in heaven where Christ is. God has given unto us his human divine nature and put within us his Holy Spirit. Shall we not therefore walk in that liberty in which Christ liveth? For he liveth the same life of blessed freedom from bondage and of joyful service to God within us by his Spirit, as he does seated in a body in heaven before God his Father. If I would bring forth fruit and live to God, I must see myself as having died to law. Law is a principle on which we cannot live to God any more than we can be justified. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. Galatians 2:19.